In this episode of Time Out with Daryl, we'll be talking about disabilities as I have Nick who will share about his story of disabilities. Hey guys, this is Daryl from Time Out with Daryl. I'm happy today because I finally have someone who will be talking with me on this episode. I have Nick with me. He will share about his story of disabilities. Hi Nick.
Hey, dude, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I'm actually quite good today.
Do you have anything you want to share?
Well, I mean, I was just a fan, you know, and I've been, you know, watching you grow over the past six episodes, so I wanted to come on and see if I could help you out, and you just did an episode on racism, and I wanted to maybe throw in some things on, you know, a topic in my life about growing up with disabilities and things, and hopefully, you know, some of your listeners can, you know, get some insight on that. All right, so I grew up with a disability called cerebral palsy, and what that is I have paralyzation with part of the right arm, and what the cerebral palsy does is one half of the arm is weaker than the other, but the entirety of the arm doesn't know it, so the hand will actually move in bizarre ways and not, it's sometimes controllable, sometimes it's not. And it's been, you know, a struggle almost all my life. Like, I worked 99% of the way out of it. I mean, it's not a visual medium, so I can't show your listeners, but I can show you. Like, my arm when I was born was way up here.
Oh.
And back towards my shoulder, and I, you know, my left arm was functioning normal, but here was just the, you know, was the same. And
how long you had it?
How long? All my life.
Oh, yeah.
All my life. I was born 9 weeks early. And it was, my mother had a she had an accident at a gathering that my dad's boss was throwing, and she fell on me. And you know, I was born the next day out of the complications.
What do you think of having a disabled arm?
What do I think of it? Obviously, I think it's one of the more unique things, because when I'm soon to be 36, and I think all my life, when I started out, like now, when I think of it, I think of it as kind of like a bizarre superpower. Because what happens is I've learned never to treat anybody differently because of certain things. You know, where they're from, right? They're like, people are people. Because I expect that I want people to be, you know, treating me the same way I want them to be, you know, I want to be treated. And when I was growing up, it was something that I was incredibly angry about. Like, you could say I was angry at God a lot, and like, how was I made this way? And then I realized that it was actually okay, because I think about like, what would I have been like without it? And chances are I wouldn't have liked myself.
Imagine that you had a chance to go back to when you were young, what would you tell yourself, and what would you do to make yourself better and not to face all these miserable pains?
That is always a good...
If you imagine that you had a chance to go back to when you were young, what would you tell yourself? And what would you do to make yourself better and not to face all this miserable pain?
That is always a good question, because honestly, I don't think a lot like that about like, what could I tell myself? I think what I could always talk about, if I wanted to talk about, I would always tell myself, going to be okay. Like, things are going to be fine. You're going to meet a good woman. Like, I was fortunate enough to meet my wife, and things are still going very, very well, you know, and it's been growing leaps and bounds. But I told them, I would tell myself, with just like, everything, it's not your fault. And I always thought I did something. And for a while, I was studying a lot of different religions, and I was gravitating a lot to Buddhism at the time. And I believed in a past, I must have done something wrong in a past life. And I think it's not your fault. What happened just happened, but so much good in life as a result. So I got a very, very good family. I had very good friends growing up. I had a really ideal childhood, considering everything. Like,
did you get bullied or anything in school when you were young?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was teenage years. It was really just society was kind of like that at the time, where in the town I grew up in, if you were one of three things, you were okay. You know, if you played an instrument, you know, music, or if you liked a particular artist. I didn't have any of them. So basically, a lot of people were, at the time, me alone. I felt very lonely for a while, but then, you know, as I got into high school, more secondary schooling, I started to find a niche of friends. Luckily, at that point, I became the funny guy at that point, and I started meeting a bunch of I met my wife at that time.
How do you become who you are today?
It was really hard. I mean, it was super hard. I think how I became who I am was I worked on certain goals every day, and I always I always wanted to do something. Like, I think one of it was I became focused on something, and then that became something I was all about until I got it, and then I picked the next thing, and I just keep going and going and going and growing. I'm the only person in America that has earned the black belt.
do you think with these abilities, you should, not all of us want to be looked down on? Do you think other people outside should be looked down because of their disabilities, or they should be looked down because of disability?
We should be looked down on because of disabilities? Is that what you said?
They should or should not look down on disabilities. And what tip can you give to those who are with disabilities or those treating those without disability rude, causing them?
Okay. All right, I get where you're going. I think the advice I would give is just really get to them that your disability does not define you. For who you are, it's just you're a person, number one, and the personality of everybody else I've come across has always been amazing. Whether it's intellectual or whether it's a physical issue or whatever, it's your chance to shine, because we in the disabled community can always see the good people from the bad right away, and just be the best you possibly can every single day. There, one of the big changing things in my life was something I did over the last few years, was I read a book called Your One Word. And Your One Word is a book that basically helps you understand who you are at your core and what your core values are, and then boils that down into one word to define it. And it's a really super life-changing thing, and I think everybody should do it. And for the people who are not disabled and look, I don't think anyone should be looking down on anybody for a disability or for an issue, because in a way, everybody has a disability to a degree, because the definition of a disability is impairment. I also have glasses, you know, somebody might not understand something or whatever. And the more we just look at people as people, and if you don't have a disability, I would say if you come across somebody who does, your best to try to find the best in there and know them as a person. Like, if you know somebody who's disabled and they're a jerk, follow me, hey, go ahead, you know, but it's like, oh yeah, they got a hand problem. No, I don't want to hear that. That guy's an idiot. Yeah, he's an idiot. Okay, good. Okay, we all agree. Like, but go for the person, because we're all in the same boat in reality.
A chance question: if there's a chance, would you rather have disabilities to live through disabilities or live your normal life?
Wow. All right. I like that. I don't think about that too often, because I would still live with cerebral palsy, because everything that's happened in my life has built up to who I am right now, and I like who I am. Like, I don't think if I didn't have this, I wouldn't have met my wife. Like, we had a mutual friend we bugged the heck out of, because we were both very lonely, just into the two of us, and that became our first date. But my wife specifically, like, had a knew who I was. We were of each other, and because of that I have, you know, I also developed a very similar outlook in life, and we got along very well. And then the relationship, if I didn't have it, I think my outlook in life would be different. And what this has taught me, I'm sorry, but what this has taught me has really meant, like, okay, be extremely open-minded, because people are going to say things, people are going to doubt you, but it's also given me a chance to do something, to prove something every day, and I like that about me. So yeah, I would never change.
Do you have a quote, quote, by yourself that you want to share from you?
Yeah. I always go with this particular quote that And it comes from when I was studying. I was really curious. I came across this quote by a monk who I ended up meeting, a man named Vincent Chai. And he says, everything is temporary. And what he means by that is, you know, no matter what in life, no matter everything is temporary. Like if you're in a bad situation, that bad situation will get past you eventually. So don't stress on it because it's going to pass, right? It's going to pass. But on the other side of it, when things are good, this is going to pass as well. So when you're having something like a very good meal or, you know, having a really good moment with friends or spouse or something, hold on to that because that's going to go as well. Eventually, you're going to hang out with friends, but eventually you're going to go home. So hang on to the feeling.
It's a quote. All good things come to the end.
Yeah, but I kind of like everything is temporary as well because it's like, you know, all good things come to an end, it's gonna end.
You know, like, traveling. Sometimes when I travel overseas, it's like going on a small adventure. And
yeah,
it passes so fast that you wish that you were still there. You were still going to enjoy it. But when times to go back to home,
yeah,
it feels that everything has come to the end.
Yeah. But it's a good end, though. I mean, it's like when I've done that myself a couple of times. When we were in Italy for our honeymoon, we were gone.
You flew past, like you just were there.
Some of it flew very quick. Yeah, some of it was very quick. Some of it was really, really good times, and it was really super slow. But when we were leaving and we were boarding, I just like, with the everything is temporary, I felt so satisfied. I'm ready to go home, you know, go home and see our animals and go back to our house, chill. And yeah, I was ready. I know exactly what you mean, because I get that on a trip every once in a while. I'm like, a few days, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm satisfied. And then you take those experiences and grow with them.
Come to the end of today's episode of Time Out with Daryl. And Nick, do you have any last words you want to say to all the viewers out there?
My last words would be, and if we're talking about disabilities, is always treat everybody with kindness. They never know where they're coming from. I believe everybody's genuinely good. And if we focus on that people are basically good people, we're going to learn a lot from each other, and I ultimately hope that the world would be more peaceful, at least your own world would.
By the way, you're also a podcaster, so share your podcast name and what you do to end off this podcast.
Sure. Sure, I actually have two. So the first one is Movie Theater Time Machine. It's a podcast my wife and I run. So with Kaz, Nick, Dan, Jocelyn, Bob, Max, everybody, who we look at movies from the 20th century and overanalyze it through Dungeons and Dragons memes. And have a great time with that. And the second one is Honest Fitness Talk with your trainer, Nick, with me, where I interview people and do monologues for myself, where we talk about things with physical and mental health and all around better wellness in an honest, true, no curve of the truth, actual talk. And Movie Theater Time Machine comes out on Sundays on anywhere where you can get it. And also Honest Fitness Talk comes out on Wednesdays.
It's such a great pleasure to have you, Nick, on my podcast.
Same here, man.
So time passes so fast. We are already at the end of today's episode.
Yes. Oh man, same here always, and it's always great to see you grow and see you do great things. I want to see plenty more.
We have come to the end of today's podcast. Hope you guys enjoy it, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye!